If playing checkers is too sedentary for you, consider taking the family jalopy out for a spin on the Bonneville Salt Flats. Hal Cannon of the Western Folklife Center recently visited Utah's western deserts in search of joyous motoring, and he found a way to give himself a boost.
Cruising along Interstate 80, you'd probably pass by it unless you tuned into a special broadcast from the Bonneville Speedway.
On course now is bike 4987, which is the...
Each autumn, history is made out here on the Salt Flats, where every motorhead imaginable comes to test the limits of speed. There's kooky old hot rodders still trying to muster a pompadour and nudge those deuce coupes just a little faster. Here's a guy who brought a vintage Aston Martin. He thinks he's James Bond. There's even precision pit crews and matching white lab coats, urging a little more out of rocket cars that in the distance look like a cigarette burning red as they streak down the track at over 400 miles an hour. It's the world of speed, engines on steroids. Until I hear... Dennis and Julia Simons have driven 1,700 miles from their home in Lansing, Michigan. They're here to show the world that their invention will kick salt. What is it? A volleyball-sized motor strapped to a bicycle. Though they're the slowest entry here, a paper plate taped on the frame with a magic marker competitor's number, these folks are on a mission. They're out to bring the bicycle back to America as a viable form of transportation.
There's so many people in this country who, like us, out of shape, little overweight, and we like to get out and have fun, but sometimes we don't have the poop to get there, much less the poop to get back. And you would be surprised how much exercise one of these things is.
One of our fellows, Bill on our website, weighed 340 pounds when he got his Eagle, had bad knees, couldn't pedal a bike. He put it on his bicycle. In 8 months, he was the first time in 20 years that he was under 300 pounds.
All of a sudden, I see myself shedding pounds effortlessly as I cruise to work on my bike. Most everyone out here is a weekend hobbyist with a need for speed. But when I ask Julia Simons if the Golden Eagle bicycle is just a sideline, she's almost indignant.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, more like it.
Golden Eagle has a small but enthusiastic following, making the competition just a little nervous.
We've had quite a few of our competitors tell customers that our little engines are little bink engines and wouldn't turn 20 miles an hour with a child on them. So we're here with three stock bikes just to see how fast they will turn.
Ready? All yours!
Hunched down on his bicycle, he's off.
On the 130 course now is Dennis Simons. He is driving a bicycle with a 25cc Golden Eagle engine.
His speed was 36.027.
There you have it, 36.027 miles per hour for Dennis Simons. And they get this, 250 miles to the gallon. This is just what I need for going to work.
And speaking of work, I guess it's time for me to get back on the road. I can't believe it looking in the rearview mirror. A box that wasn't there when I came. A brand spanking new Golden Eagle bicycle engine kit. My bike mechanic's gonna think I have a screw loose.
Whatever floats your boat.
Yeah.
I'm just here to help you get it on there.
Great.
Yeah, let's go ahead.
I'm here at Wasatch Touring, my local bike shop, where Matt Hossenjaeger has agreed to help me install this thing. In minutes, my bike's in pieces. Matt snaps the pulley for the belt drive onto the spokes.
Okay.
Looks like he doesn't believe in reading directions either.
Do we have to? This needed to go.
Actually, that needs to go
out
outside.
And
outside
this.
Of
did
this.
They say anything about a hammer? A rasp? As the bike comes together, it attracts attention from the store manager.
So, Hal, where's this motor?
It's right behind here. You.
So, what do you think of this whole thing, Riley?
I think you should work harder, Hal, and get in better shape.
Well. Okay. Ready?
Oh, geez, now I've got the whole bike shop watching.
Okay, I'm putting on my helmet. I'm ready to go.
I gotta pedal the thing to get it going. Then the motor begins to take over. Frankly, I've about had it with this peanut gallery.
I think it's pretty goofy. I wonder about the street legalities of it. I hope the brakes work.
I'm not sure I'd want to go faster than this on a bike. Almost 25 on the flat. It's not bad. Now for the real test. Up the big hill to my office. It's time to pedal.
This is the steepest part right here.
Oh. I'm tempted to pull over and take a breather. But then I see I'm closing in on some other bikers just ahead.
These are the guys that always pass me up like I'm going still. They got on those tight Lycra black pants and then the big billboard Lycra shirts. They're so cool and so muscular, and I'm gonna pass them up. Yeah!
Did you hear that guy? He said I was cheating.
Eat up, fellers!
On a joyride for NPR News, I'm Hal Cannon in Salt Lake City.
Hal Cannon's Bicycle Experience was produced by Taki Talanidis. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.